From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. That's the word from Russian state media, which quoted him as telling Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the tasks assigned to the defense ministry in Syria have been fulfilled. The Kremlin's website quoted Putin as telling Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in a phone conversation that he had agreed to withdraw the main part of the Russian Air Force contingent currently operating in Syria. UN envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura began a new round of peace talks Monday in Geneva, warning there is no alternative, no plan B to negotiations.
As far as I know, the only plan B available is return to war, and to even worse war than we had so far.
Speaking before the meeting with a delegation from the Syrian government, de Mistura said it is up to the people of Syria to decide their future and the UN must help them. A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State group surrendered to Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. A picture of the suspect's Virginia driver's license identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Qawis. He was captured Monday near the town of Sinjar. Officials in Ivory Coast say 21 people were killed Sunday in an attack by jihadist militants on a beach resort. The country's interior minister says the dead include 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. A government spokesman says officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. The spokesman said heightened security is in place around hotels and restaurants. This is VOA News.